You're listening to Banal Leakage, episode 63. It can't be true, can it? Cold one day, warm the next. It must be spring in Utah. So, yes, and I know you're tired of hearing this, but one more episode closer to being caught up. Five more episodes. Yeah, way behind here. Yeah. Don't remind me. My head reminds me every day. I sit down and try and get caught up, every week. But I'm trying to this week because I'm on vacation next week. So hopefully I'll have everything to where I'll be all caught up here very, very soon. Hopefully in the next few days. But, wish me luck. So, and with that, let's start the news. GOP senators sent letter to Iranian Supreme Leader dissing Obama. Yeah, this is not from The Onion, people. This is real news. So Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called the letter a sign of, quote-unquote, the collapse of political ethics in the U.S. Yeah. So what happened is these senators, led by Tom Cotton, yeah, do your Google search on this freak, who is so far off the rails, it's insane, decided to tell the leaders of Iran that any nuclear deal would be overturned once Obama left office in January 2017. Yeah, this really happened. Again, like I said, this is not an Onion news story, not fake news, real news. The idea of how far the hatred these elected officials have for our president is just mind-blowing. Can't imagine how they could put a country at any more risk and putting the American people at risk with with this act of betrayal. You don't like the president. That's fine. But really, you're going to put an entire country, 325 million residents, at risk because you hate Obama and you're trusting the Iranians that they're not going to think that something's not up. Dumb. Really stupid. So, really put Obama and John Kerry in a predicament, but they've been able to work out a deal since this all went down. How does one get to this level that you hate everything and anything that this president does, even if it's a positive thing, like keeping us from starting a war with Iran? Hello, they simply just want to embarrass Obama because he's trying to do something that they have no desire to do at all. They don't want a deal. You know what they want? They want to go to war. War to the GOP is money in all the coffers' pockets. It's 2003 all over again. No one remember Dick Cheney, Halliburton, and some Blackwater, all these other things that happened that people made a shit ton of dough on? Yeah, okay. So now they want to go to, they want to go to war with Iraq, just next door, or not Iraq. They want to go to war with Iran, which is next door to Iraq. So, these deals and war has always been, quote unquote, good for the economy, but we don't need war. War's not good for human lives being lost. Oh my gosh. Anyway, so while these deals are being made all the time, it will thankfully, so like I said, Obama and John Kerry and other people are so far doing good in their talks and have, made some good progress aside from these 47 lunatics, senators, So, anyway, so thankfully this will override the lunacy of those who put the entire country at risk due to their utter hatred for a single individual. Grow up, senators. Good hell. And who keeps electing these freaks? What, more people that hate Obama? I'm sorry. We need to avoid war. We need, we're trying to work towards peace. We have a president who's really trying to make this happen. And we have people that are trying to undo everything he does, Hey, I'm for clean drinking water, Republicans. Let's dirty up the water, Let's make it really dirty and unhealthy. I'm for breathing clean air. Let's make sure the air is unbreathable. I mean, at every turn, they have something that will counter it that is bad, without even thinking about it. So, Fortunately, things are looking positive and moving forward with, you know, with coming to a deal. But, you know, senators, sit down, shut up, do your job. Disney announces Frozen 2 with no release date yet. So, you know, after the success of the original Frozen movie, I mean, it's made billions, that Disney would make a sequel. John Lasseter and Bob Iger, Disney's head chief here, made the announcement along with Josh Gad, who is the voice of Olaf, that snowman. So the original movie came out in November of 2013 and has made, like I said, has made billions in box office worldwide and on video, merchandising, you know. No surprise here that Disney wouldn't want to capitalize on their success. So no storyline has been released, nor has any production dates or filming dates, efforts or anything like that been released. So I guess we shall wait and see what happens. For those who hate the Frozen movie, just let it go. You don't have to watch it or buy anything. You didn't have to watch the first one. You know, granted, maybe you'll see Olaf. Maybe you'll see the sisters and, you know, the, you know, Elsa and, gosh, you know, I watched the movie. It's been a while. I don't remember what the other one's name is. But, you know, it's fine. You know, it's big. It's huge. It's kind of unavoidable to a certain degree. But, you know, hey, let it happen. You know, let all this happen. It's just a movie. It's a sequel. Disney's done sequels before. You pretty much know what's happened here. As for what kind of story it could be, it's, at this point, it's anyone's speculation. So I'm not sure, but I really think that it should be a good thing. So we'll see. I think 2017 was a date that's been floated around here, but like I said, let's see what happens here. No booze allowed during Idaho showings of 50 Shades of Grey. So there are theaters that serve booze. So we have one here in Salt Lake called Broovies, and they have beer in a full bar, and you can drink while watching a movie. Kind of cool. I think it's cool. I mean, there's other theaters throughout the United States that have, you can drink beer and whatever. I'm sure other parts of the world it's pretty common, but, you know, it's rare here in the United States. We still hold on to prohibition type of weirdness, and which is another, that's almost a rant in of itself here. But anyway, Boise, Idaho, they have one called Village Cinema. I think they have other ones too, but this one in particular. So a recent showing of 50 Shades of Grey left theater owners faced with breaking the law if they served booze during any of the more showings. The reason was due to the bondage and sadomasochism scenes in the movie, which according to Idaho lawmakers was a big no-no. So theater owners had to ensure no one was going into the theater with an adult beverage. Yeah. So it seems these states that have laws in the books that prohibit any kind of drinking liquor for movies that show certain types of sexual activity. Again, this is kind of a weird carryover from what prohibition has brought and left this country, to a certain degree here. It's kind of weird, but it's what it is. We have so much, this control issue of what we can do when we're intoxicated or not, Okay, we're all in agreement, Intoxicating while driving? No, that's not good. Intoxicating while operating heavy machinery? Not good. Watching a movie and it has some sex in it? Who cares? Really? to borrow a line from my previous story, let it go. this is just insane that we have to deal with this, utter bullshit still. The carryover of how many years? Let's see, 1933. So we're, we're easily, 80 years past prohibition. 82 years, almost 82 years. It'll be at the end of this year. So, yeah. All right. Well, okay. So, at least, the positive part about this, I guess, no fines were served, just watered down drinks. This week's rant, wearing religion on your sleeve. So, Let me say this. I'm a non-believer, secular or atheist or whatever you want to call. So I belonged to organized religion for years and never really, believed and eventually left. So, maybe one of these podcast episodes I'll go into more detail on that. But so I never wore a religion on my sleeve. I never let people know, I wasn't proud or anything like that. I didn't try to, So, which is fine, if someone wants to believe, that's perfectly fine. But, this whole idea that people wear their religion on their sleeve, it's kind of a phrase that you've heard, always wanting people to know, I believe, I'm Jesus, God, and church, and make sure that everyone else follows the same belief that I do. And that's where the power trip comes in, and how they portray themselves throughout society, as far as, wanting to make laws, wanting to control other people, it comes into play with alcohol, it comes into play with abortion, it comes into play with gay marriage, it comes into play with, pretty much anything that they feel that no one else should be doing, So I think the idea behind all this is the fact that, they want people to know that they belong to a certain religion. They feel that their religious beliefs are being persecuted by all these non-believers wanting laws. And I think that the whole point of, where we lose, where they're trying to mask the whole separation of church and state. They want their one religious belief sanctioned in government and law and pretty much every part of society. And, they just can't have it. So I want to say, if you want to believe in religion, that's fine. But stop trying to change laws for everyone else. Stop making yourself be this front and center person that making sure that your version of religion or your version of belief is more important than anyone else's, including those who don't believe. So just please respect others, beliefs or non-beliefs, and we can focus on what really truly matters, and that's humanity and people being treated fairly and equally in society. This week's shameless plug, with a lawsuit-settled Tool, the band, now working on finishing their new album. So it's been since 2006 when Tool last released a new album called 10,000 Days. Gosh, at this point, more like 10,000 years. So, which is, so their last album was a pretty decent release. I admit, though, I really liked Lateralis more, which came out over 14 years ago. Yeah, that's a long time, So they've only had two albums in the last 14 years. So the reason for the album delay? Well, an insurance lawsuit. So the band had taken out an insurance policy, but then got sued by the insurance company for a breach of contract. So I kind of read through a lot of it here, and it's all very confusing. I don't really care to kind of trying to explain it, and they really were kind of vague in some ways. They really didn't go into a lot of detail. But recently, the lawsuit got settled in the band's favor, which, I think that's what they wanted in the first place anyway. So now they can focus on getting an album out. 9 years is a long time between albums, but it's one of those things that we have to be patient for. So, I hope, hope the wait will have been worth it. So I don't anticipate too much longer. I mean they've already started writing some songs, and they've already started going through different things. So I think the idea is that the band members, Maynard and Danny Carey and Adam Jones and Justin Chancellor, they're all been wanting to get to work on this, and I think they're now with this lawsuit behind them. They seem positive. They seem like they're working pretty quick. Here, I would assume that they'll have a few more statements as progress kind of moves along here. So I'm happy. I'm a Tool fan. It's been a long time. I've had my patience tested here, as all major fans of this band have. So I think we're at this point where there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and sometime maybe the end of this year or first part of 2016, we'll see a new Tool album. Lots and lots of crazy! Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.